How many have one of these? Did anybody bring one today? You got it? Hopefully you got it on silent, right?
I think mine is.
Okay. The call. It's interesting because with one of these, if a call comes through and you have it set up right, if you call me and I have your name in my phone, guess what? It tells me you're the one calling me or your phone's being used to call me. There's an identifier. If not, just a random number comes up, then you have to decide if you answer it or not. The other thing that you can do, you got some control, what you do, you can delete people. Did you know that? If they call you, you can delete them. And you not only can delete people, but you can block them. Okay? So there's different things that you can do. You can even set it up that if there are nice people that you really enjoy hearing from, or you don't want to miss their call, you can put them in a thing called, somebody knows, favorites. And that way, when you go to the favorites, they pop up. I plug mine into my car. I want to talk to my mom. I can just look at it. It pulls up my favorites. So mom's right in the favorites. I don't have to search through. I'm driving. Just press the favorites. It's interesting. It says in the United States that the average person spends 5.3 hours a day on their phone. Wow. They say at least 58 searches a day. In fact, I think it's 3 hours, 3 hours, 0.5, excuse me, instead of five. But that's still a lot. If you rounded it off in mathematics, it's about 4 hours. If you do an 8-hour job, that's a lot of time. And if you're working and you're still putting in about 3.5 hours a day on the phone, I don't know. When I used to work like in a call center, we used to work in consumer affairs, our average calls, we had to do 40 calls a day. When I got home, I didn't want to answer phone anymore. I was done. Now they've changed that number, as most businesses do, and increased it, and they expect 50 calls a day. And a lot of systems now, they have that robocall. When somebody gets on there, you think it's a person, and it's not. It's listening to you to respond, and then it goes through. The message is, will you listen to call the call? Jesus called four men, and he said to simply follow him. What is he looking for? What kind of people is he looking for? Not only what kind of people, but in regards to what they do, what is this calling for? And then what is the call for you and me? It seems simple. But it was going to do something. It was going to cost something. Has Jesus called you? The original call is for salvation. The purpose is his calling is to say, you need a Savior. You need your sins dealt with. You cannot deal with them yourself. And the call was for you to respond to the cross, the work that he had done, that he had died for you. Did you answer the call, or was your line busy? Did you ignore it? Did you delete it? Did you block it? Satan would have you to think that that decision of that call, you have tomorrow. You can call back tomorrow. Do what you want today. Think about it. Spend a little extra time. And that's probably the most deceptive thing that he can give to anybody, because we do not know the time that we have. What kind of people is God calling? The disciples were known as basically ordinary people. They did well. They had a good profession. Some would say it was kind of average, but if you really study, when you look at Zebedee had a great fishing business going on. We know last week that Andrew had been with John the Baptist and was told about Christ. And he said, I know based on what John the Baptist has taught me and what I have seen. This truly is the Christ. And he went out and gathered his brother Simon Peter. And immediately they answered the call. They left what they knew well and followed Jesus. James and John. It says, what, a week later? Month later? What does it say? You can cheat. You got your bulletin. It says, immediately they stopped what they were doing and followed Jesus. So the type of person Jesus is looking for is those that will just simply be responsive to the call. You don't have to do anything other than research who he is, know your need for him, and answer the call. Is he calling for someone today? The one thing, though, if you answer the call and you decide to follow, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you maybe the comfort of what you know. Being fisher men, they knew the business. They knew where to fish. They knew what to do when they woke up in the morning. And they wanted to lay that aside to follow Jesus. When you decide to follow Jesus, did it cost you anything? Some it may have cost you family. There are some that may even have been a different denomination or culture, and because they follow Christ, they were cut off from their family. It cost them. Sometimes in your relationships with your own family, if you follow the things of Christ, it may cut off relationships with families. Some of you to where you used to live or the people that you used to hang around with, when you found out and learned more of Christ, you had to separate from them so that you might stay righteous, and you knew that it would drag you down or drag you in sin, and so it cost you those relationships. It costs something. If you go back to the time of Genesis, when it starts to talk about the first time of worship, there was going to be a sacrifice that would need to be made. And Abraham was told it would cost him his son. It's a type, as we talked about in prophecy, of the Lamb of God that we talked about last week that would be sacrificed for our sins. God would provide. But what does the call cost you? And then, as you go on, and we see the call, first of all, it's a very simple thing. He isn't asking for you to do anything else but follow him. He didn't say memorize the Torah. He didn't tell you to memorize the Gospels. That's not a bad thing, but that's not a requirement. He simply asked you to follow. Some verses that have come across in regards to our walk. He calls us daily to come away with him and enjoy a deeper relationship with him. James 4:8 says, come near to God and he will be what? Near to you. We talked about the phone and the calls we have. It also has a feature where you can set up appointments in a calendar. And you can set alerts in that, so it will remind you you have an appointment coming up. How do you set your appointments with God? Do you wait till Sunday that we might all get together and enjoy our fellowship and then call on him? Or do you call on him on a daily basis? I put a challenge out there. If you're having a struggle with that, put in there, in the subject, time with God. Put it in whatever time you think you're more or less available, and let it remind you that you need to spend time with God. It can simply be prayer time. It can be reading a passage. But in all the business of what we do, it's a shame that we would spend over nearly 4 hours on a phone that we might just be looking at different social media, playing games, when we could take a little bit of that time to remind to answer the call of God. God, what would you have me do today? Fill me with your spirit today. Put somebody in my path today that I might encourage today. God, I want to tell you thank you for today. Thank you for letting me wake up, and I'm energized to see what you have in store for me today. God, thank you for taking me out of this sickness. Or God, I'm not feeling well today. I need to feel your presence and your healing power. God, I'm a little scared of an appointment I might have today. Can you go ahead and prepare the way and make it easy? God, I'm going to this place and there's not even a parking spot. It sounds silly, but can I have a parking spot? Would you make that possible? Call on him today. He calls us daily to put off the flesh and put on Christ. He says, you were taught in regard to the former ways of life to put off the old self, which is corrupt, deceitful desires, to make new in attitudes and mind, to put the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians chapter 4, 22-24. He calls us to be his ambassadors. In 2 Corinthians 5, 20, he says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. What makes you you? What is unique about you? And one of the things that ought to be unique is we say, even in our bulletin, that we are a people, a church of ascension, that shows the... we've got the love of Christ. Now, that's easy to do when we hold each other accountable and you see each other on the Sunday, but what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Are we ambassadors for Christ and who we represent? I gave a meal to someone because we knew they were in need. Well, if you gave the meal to someone, why did you do it? You did it as an ambassador of Christ. I came to help you do this or that. Why did you do that? Because I'm an ambassador of Christ. Christ is calling you to be that ambassador. Not to simply accept the work that he has done on the cross and say that's it, but to let others know who do not know Christ or are struggling in life today. He calls us aside from being timid and walk in his power. For the Spirit of God gave us, not made us timid, but gave us power to love and self-discipline. 2 Timothy 1:7. He calls us to a life of righteousness, peace, joy, and love. But the fruit of the Spirit, one fruit with about 9 different flavors, love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5, 22-23. And he calls us to shine out in a dark world. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds, glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5, 16. We see folks responding to the call of Jesus in the early stage of his ministry. It told you in the prophecy of Isaiah where he would start. They immediately follow. The question as you live your Christian life, are you listening to the call? Are you asking him to reach out and spend time in your personal life to make a change in your life? There's different responses to the call. There are those who immediately respond. There are those that have to be convinced a little bit that this is what I need to do. But the most sad part of the call is with the ones that refuse to listen. You and I will come across those folks that they have decided to block the message of God. They have decided to delete the things of God. Folks, as you contemplate this Sunday, and as you get ready to come to the joint of the Feast of Communion, may it be in your heart of hearts you'll rededicate that you'll listen to what God has as He calls you. Heavenly Father, we thank You that we serve a risen Savior. We serve a Savior who cares so much for us that He gave His life. Our sins are blotted out by the blood of Christ. And as we are busy in the day or make excuses of time, may we make time for You and hear Your call. If someone is here and does not know You in a personal way, may they reach out today and be able to leave this place knowing the Savior. And those who might be struggling, that have put You on delete, or muted the call, or seen the call and ignored it, may they change their mind and respond today. In Jesus' name, amen.